Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Guy Saumont. He's been a member of our brain trust now for 9 years. He's the CEO of the outstanding monthly bilingual magazine called France Amérique, A-M-E-R-I-Q-U-E on the end there, .com is how you find franceamerique.com is how you find it. I encourage you to check it out. I'm subscribing today. He's the author of 30-plus books that have sold something under a billion copies around the globe, and he's our good friend. Also, by the way, he's a contributing editor to the City Journal. Guy is he lives in France half the time, in the United States half the time. Let's talk about some more about trade and the United States and France. One of the things that I've been trying to foster, an idea I've been trying to foster among people, especially in America, is let's quit focusing on what we're going to lose, the red that's being licked off our candy right now, and let's focus on what could be the possibilities on the other side of a trade negotiation. Let's don't assume that this is going to be a trade war and everything is going to turn to, you know what? Let's imagine that we work this out, that it becomes acceptable, newly acceptable terms to everybody. If we're all working together, what could be the possibilities for economic growth on the other side of these deals? I don't hear anybody talking about that, Guy. I think it's exciting to me.
Well, basically, Europe and the United States agree on the fundamentals. There may be discussion, controversies, but they are very, very superficial. Our common problem now regarding trade and also defense is China, no doubt about that.
Yep.
And, you know, our strength in the U.S. and in Europe is really innovation. I mean, we have a real talent, you know, for creating new services and new technologies. The Chinese don't have that. So what China does is really to steal our patents, to imitate our products.
Are they as prolific stealing European intellectual property as they are American? Is it similar?
Of course they do. I mean, if you take the pharmaceutical industry, for example, which is extremely innovative in Europe. I mean,
why aren't we allowing them to do this, Guy? Why do we allow this? Let me ask you a question, Guy. Isn't this tantamount to declaring war on us? Aren't they attacking us? What's the difference in this and an attack?
Well, there is no bloodshed so far, so
in the 21st century, isn't this a 21st century tantamount to a 21st century declaration of war when you steal people?
War, I don't know. It's a metaphor, okay? But we have a problem because they steal from us, which means that they limit our growth, they limit our progress, they limit our development. Because they sell to us and they sell to the rest of the world products which we basically invented, okay? And they copy this product and they sell it back to us. And this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. But so far, Europe and the United States have not been able to oppose China a common front and a common strategy. And I do think that instead, you know, of quarreling on minor affairs between Europe and the United States, we should have a clear front and a clear strategy and say to the Chinese government, no more of that.
That's exactly what Steve Forbes said on this show yesterday. Do you think that there's any kind of conversation going on right now in parallel to the trade negotiations that would make that happen between the U.S. and Europe?
No, to my knowledge, there is not. And the Chinese are playing us against each other, you know. They are playing European countries against each other. They are playing Europe against the United States. And they are very smart, and we are not.
Well, they're not only smart, they're devious, and they have no shame, they have no morals. And so, and we do. We have ethics. We have the Western. We have a Western sense of ethics that we operate by. We operate with you. You operate with us. And the Chinese don't have that. And we can't be. We can't be naive about that, can we? Last thoughts.
I would say that Chinese have a different ethics. We wouldn't call that ethics, but there are different rules.
Right.
And you know, we are very strong because of our ethics, but also we are very weak. Because when we are confronted to civilization with different ethics, we do not really understand what's going on.
We can't be naive. Absolutely. Hey, Guy, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Guy Sermon, ladies and gentlemen, of FranceAmerique.com is the website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.